Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the lead-off spot, the shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting second, the first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third, the left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Red Kress. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth, the catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the lead-off spot, the third baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting second, the first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting third, the center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth, the second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting eighth, the catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunfield. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive towards third. Burnett catches it and throws to first to double up Levy. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a pop-up towards third. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kress. Hunfield reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunfield scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 0. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 0. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca bunts towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Burnett moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Gray covering, for the out. Burnett moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burnett scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 0. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns strikes out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. Levy moves to second. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 0. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk strikes out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Burns, and towards Melillo, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0-for-1 in the game. Shult hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-1 in the game. Storti strikes out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Gray covering, for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. Gray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Levy takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shult. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hunfield hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Gosselin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress strikes out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-0, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 2 in the game. Storti strikes out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hunfield. Frank Wade pinch hits for Sam Gray. Frank Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunfield. Farrell moves to second. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Levy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Styles now pitching. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 3 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Hunfield moves to second. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Farrell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kress. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Hunfield scores. Sewell goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Indians. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-3 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Burnett moves to third. It's 9-0, Indians. Erle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-3 in the game. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress strikes out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.